live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and
cha-ching, folks. It's Cash Flow. It's a Friday. I'm John Stadtmiller, and out on the other coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Hi, John. Tell me, how was your Thanksgiving?
Uneventful.
Uneventful. Mine was like an Albanian debate team.
Really?
I'll have to explain what that is. Yeah. Closest friend, he was born in Dearborn, but his whole family is Albanian. And then we had to do it. We had to talk about this radio show, of course. And what a fiasco that turned into. Wow. Wow. You got people that have been in this country for 20-some-odd years, don't have any credit card debt, and then they have all their American friends who are totally in debt. They're all eating there, and I wish you were there. I needed some backup. I was going to try and teleport you in town and say, would you talk to these people? Because everybody's watching the game. You know, as soon as the commercials go, you got credit card this, credit card that, guilt trip this, end of the world this. Quite the fiasco, but interesting, though.
It sound like there was heated discussion. Did anybody have any time to eat turkey?
It took a longer amount of time because people were yelling at it. You know, it's a very Eastern European family, so everybody's yelling very loud, and they're all definitely everybody's in agreement that the economic collapse of America is imminent on a certain degree. And there was actually a first-year college student that was there with us. And okay, three cars, $15,000 of debt, 19 years old.
He's starting out on a good track. That's exactly what the task.
Right.
He's right where
that's
he should
the norm.
Be.
Yep. Right. Right. So they got him already.
Yep.
So of course I had to, to do a total lobotomy on his brain in front of everybody and get it all right. But it's very interesting today being the biggest. Today's the biggest shopping day of the year, right?
Yeah, and why they call it Black Friday is beyond me.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm out there, and I was actually in Palm Desert, and I was going down the streets, and I'm just seeing, a lot of these. I know they're putting it all on cards.
They're
all putting it in cards.
Have you seen the videos of people's stores that were opening earlier than usual, like at 4 a.m.?
And yeah, people and charge them till they burn.
And the news crews are in there filming as these people bust through the doors and they were running into the store. And that was my first thought. You're going to run in there and grab something on sale, and then what are you going to do with it? You're going to put it on your credit card.
Well, it's interesting. So in amongst this discussion, there was a guy there that he was Albanian. He worked at a very formal kind of men's store on this one strip kind of in Palm Desert. And he was telling me, I said, so, he figured out what I was doing. And he goes, great, that's fantastic. Great, keep doing it. Yes, get them. So I'm like, okay. All right. So I said, so what do you offer in your store? Because a lot of stores hook you up with a card and say, here's 10% off.
Mm.
And then he told me the whole why they're told to do that and the whole thing. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Were they watching the Thanksgiving Day game between Green Bay and the Lions yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
I would have been happy to interrupt that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
Oh,
I wouldn't have lost
.
Anything, and they would have gained. It's Cash Flow, folks. It is Friday. We'll be back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
You just never know who you're going to run into. The person that produces this program, and I'm not even going to use her name,
right,
tells me that, are you talking about the game yesterday between Green Bay and Detroit? And I said, yes.
Right.
Well, they got their butts whooped. I said, yes. Well, I know the kicker on the Green Bay Packers. I said, so? Yeah, look, we got a better kicker because that's the only damn points the Detroit Lions scored yesterday was from their kicker. That's not true, but my lowly Lions. And folks, I'm going to tell you what. You've heard the term ball worshiping before. Well, this is for sports fanatics, you know, that watch ESPN. They don't even know what it stands for, but they know they watch ESPN. They watch football. They watch baseball. They watch basketball. They watch hockey. They watch soccer. They will even watch, and they think this is a sport, they'll even watch the World Series of Poker. You know, I mean, these people, they can tell you who's playing. I don't care what game it is.
Fanatical.
I mean, and fans, folks, where do you think the word fans come from? It's the word, the root word to that is fanatical.
Right.
So, and psychologists have commented on this that, you know, it's not necessarily unhealthy to have 60, 70, 80,000 people grouped together, all losing their minds, acting a fool, getting drunk, throwing up on each other, you know, yelling expletives, and basically
tearing stadiums down.
Yes, and basically getting the angst of life out, and they live and die
with the victories of their chosen sports teams. Well, that's the fantasy that's spun for these people, and they even create virtual games like virtual football. I mean, it just goes on and on ad nauseum, but this is an escape for a lot of people. And
there
and,
you go.
And
I was waiting for that part. I knew you were going to get to that. That's so true.
And it is escape. And people, and they choose their different escapes. Some people do it by way of reading books. Some people watch movies. Some people watch sports. Some people have enough time in their hands. It's a combination of all three. Or
Some go shopping.
And some go shopping. You know, I mean, I'm just fascinated. So when somebody calls me a fan, I tell them, I am not a football fan because the only team I ever watch is the Lions. Mm-hmm. And they haven't won a championship since 1950 frickin' seven.
Whoa.
And if you're going to be a watcher of a sport and the true meaning of not a booster, that's for college, but to be a true sports fan, I look at the people that root for losing teams endlessly for decades and decades, and in my particular case at least a half a century. Okay. So now I would have been happy if you would have set up a conference call yesterday. I would have been happy to interrupt those guys' Thanksgiving Day game yesterday, because I certainly wasn't enjoying it.
Right, it was a beating.
Well, it was very painful.
I was watching it for more of a cultural standpoint. I was extremely interested to see all when they it was wasn't I think they at part of it you see the part of it where they had the military guys there interacting with broadcaster guys.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at it all, like on every shot, every TV shot, there's some advertisement, whether it's an insurance company, whether it's a credit card company, it's like a full thing. And then I was watching the ads too, and you know, I saw some more of those credit card ads, the guilt tripping things about using cash. I guess Visa did another one about that, and they put it into a kind of a sports format, and I'm like, they really are doing a number on everybody. And but what was really interesting to me is when they, you know, after the national anthem, land of the free, home of the brave. And I'm sitting down there with all these people. They're all immigrants, and they're looking at each other like, okay, anybody want to eat yet? Let's go eat.
let's go eat. Yeah, and the people that where did you say they were from?
Albania.
Where the heck is Albania?
Albania. For those Albanians that are listening, please apologize, but
We haven't gone to war with them yet, so I don't know where Albania is at.
It's in the.
I can tell you where Afghanistan is. I can tell you where Iraq is. I can tell you where Syria. I can tell you where Iran is. But Albania, it slips.
I won't even want to say to insult anybody, because I know a lot of Albanian friends, and when they say so, because everybody asks, where's it from? Well, it's between the northwestern corner of this and then next to the Black Sea over here. Blah, blah, blah. I can't even remember that.
Okay, it's around the Black Sea. That's good enough. Well, you know, I mentioned before, James, about the video being shot of these maniacal Black Friday shoppers at 4 a.m. busting through stores. Mm-hmm. The Albanians were probably laughing because they would have been running in the opposite direction.
Right. They do everything in cash, those guys.
Well,
everything. All of them.
There's a smart thing. I mean, you know, by the way, the aforementioned non-named contributor to this broadcast, that if she opens up her microphone, I'm going to pull her plug here. She goes on to tell me, I watch football. Well, which team do you watch? Chicago Bears. The Bears. Now, where are you from originally? Where are you from originally?
I was born
originally
in San Diego.
I'm from Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, so osmotically you drug this thing down with you, that you're a Bear fan. Do you know the Lions actually beat the Bears twice this year?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, now you know.
Because I'm not like a fanatic.
I'm not either.
So...
All right, who's the quarterback of the Bears?
10.
She's getting help for that.
I don't know. I haven't watched him this year.
And
so
who doesn't
no
know that was giving you the non-tip over here?
When was the last time your Lions made the playoffs?
Now, that question came from across the room, through her ear, and out of her mouth. The person asking that question, would you like to show yourself instead of hiding around the corner? Don't you have some work to do here? Go do something, Mr. Engineer. Jeez. Yeah. At any rate, I got a letter I got to read you. I have an email that was sent to my good friend Bob Chapman, an international forecaster.
Good.
And he says, from a fellow describer, and he put this in his newsletter last week, "Dear Chairman Bernanke, can you please print another $200 billion to cover the trade and TIC deficits for the last 3 months? We will probably need a lot more in the future as foreigners seem to be smarter than us Americans and have figured out your solution to debt problems. No need to worry about the impact of the dollar. You clearly have gold and silver under tight control. Americans probably won't notice the increase in money supply and inflation since there's no M3 published, and we aren't smart enough to notice the increases in food, energy, and everything else. It will be months before hyperinflation forces the abandonment of the dollar in favor of the Amero. After martial law has been instituted to crush the social unrest caused by the chaos you and your friends have created, by then, you and your children and grandchildren will probably be well protected from the wrath of 300 million dumb Americans who will be looking for someone to blame. Sleep well, Ben. You certainly have fooled us. Chuck in Austin, Texas."
Wow. Well, good. Good for him. He laid it on the line right there.
It's a good letter, and they always say that there's truth in humor.
Right.
This is not humor. This is flat out unvarnished sarcasm, but it gets to the point.
And that's what we like.
Yeah. And folks, I mean, I've been watching the financial news this morning. I, this is almost more torture than watching the Detroit Lions try to play football.
Oh.
But I'm watching the news this morning, and they're admitting that 50% of retailers, on an average, 50% of their entire sales come from Christmas time. And
yeah.
They come out with a stupid news story that, some people are saying it's not going to affect their shopping. They're just going to take less trips to the store because of the high energy cost. So I'm envisioning Santa's sled, with the bundles of packages and bags and
right.
Bodingles and Bojangles and whatever else they got, or whatever
right.
they said when the Grinch stole Christmas. I was a kid when I saw it. Don't try to make me repeat it. At any rate, here's the solution.
The whole retail thing, they're panicking. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he said they've planned months in back in time, months for this big change. Their revenues are way down. They're asking their employee. This is what's interesting. They're asking this particular company is asking this particular employee to push. They're required to promote the store card, which is a MasterCard with the store logo on it, to every single person that comes in, and almost put them in a position to, why wouldn't you want to take 15-20% off, especially today? So you buy this, so today's the big push for the credit card application today.
Back down here a second here. You're telling me that when people go in to get a discount, they've got to sign up for the store card with the bank logo on it?
Right. They can go in, they can go in and buy whatever item they want with this card and swipe it. But then the employee of the store comes and says, well, would you like 15% off? You can sign up right now and you're going to get 1,000 extra points for this, and you have title. So, and it's, they have to meet a quota every month of how many people have signed up for the store card, which is a MasterCard. It starts off at 19.8%, right?
What percentage?
19.8.
It starts out at 19.8?
That's right.
Let me get my little mind wrapped around this phenomenon. You're telling me that people are going into stores to take advantage of a 20% discount. They're taking cards that are charging them over 19.
Yeah, they want to get that. They want to say, okay, you're going to get a deal on these clothes, but you have to sign up with this store credit card, which is a MasterCard. We'll give you the discount once you've got the card. And then that will give you like 500 points of such and such for this. That's how they get them.
Lost their minds. Are they that desperate? Have they lost their minds? Oh my gosh, that's a more horrible story than anything I could dig up today. Well, almost.
Hey, man.
Well, almost.
Okay, wait. I'll brace myself.
There you go. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
All right. We'll take the break here, folks. Cash Flow, John Stadtmiller, James Martinez. It's Black Friday, folks. Gee, I wonder why they call it that. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Yes, in a land that brings you Dr. Seuss, in a land that brings you the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, fantasies are alive and well.
Okay, tell me, I want you to beat that story, what I just did. What do you got?
What's scary? No, I'll get on to that depressing story later. People are dying because in areas of the country, I'll just go ahead and do it. You talked me into it. Crime scene / foreclosure. Cleveland's mortgage meltdown has sparked a crime wave in the nation's hardest hit area for troubled homeowners. When homeowners moved away after a wave of foreclosures in Cleveland's working class neighborhood of Slavic Village, crime took off. Slavic Village is known as the worst neighborhood in the nation for its foreclosures. In a study done by CNN Money, Realty Tract calculated that properties in its zip code recorded more foreclosure filings in 3 months than anywhere else in the United States.
Wow.
According to Jim Rokakis, Cuyahoga County Treasurer, and I actually even know where Cuyahoga County is because I used to live in Sandusky, Ohio, in Erie County, right down the lake from them. The Cuyahoga County Treasurer, more than 800 houses now sit vacant and moldering, they say in the story, in the area, which was founded in 1840s by Polish and Bohemian immigrants who worked in the area's steel mills and factories. The first thing that happened after owners moved out of the foreclosed homes in Slavic Village was that squatters and looters moved in. According to Mark Wiseman, director of the Cuyahoga County Foreclosure Prevention Program, and I don't know what the heck they prevent. What do they throw a prophylactic over you to make you foreclosure-proof? I don't know. At any rate, in the inner city, I mean, everybody's getting screwed nowadays, so I wouldn't doubt it. It takes about 72 hours for a house to be looted after it's vacant. Walking around the neighborhood, Mark Seifert, director of the Eastside Organizing Project, pointed out a home he said was still occupied less than 2 weeks before. The gutters and downspouts were already gone and trash covered a yard. And a longtime Slavic Village resident, and this is where it gets sad, Joe Kosucki, had celebrated his 78th birthday last spring when, in late in the evening, he heard some noise and went out for a look. Reports said he had run-ins with local gangs before. A neighbor's abandoned house had already been stripped of its aluminum siding, and according to Rukakis, Kosucki then thought the looters were back working on his home. Outside, he was attacked, badly beaten. He died some weeks later. After stripping the siding, looters don't take long to make vacant properties nearly worthless. He was attacked because they were stripping the aluminum siding off of his home while he was in it.
So he got attacked for that.
He got attacked for it. Coming, just walking outside and going, hey, what's going on?
Uh-huh.
And I said this before, the last recession that we had, deep recession back in Michigan, they were doing this in a grand scale. They were actually going down the freeways, toppling aluminum light poles and hauling them off for scrap. That's what they're doing. They're stealing aluminum siding and gutters off of home.
What I get the feeling is you're saying is this step right here is the shape of things to come behavior-wise from people?
Yeah, I would say it's a pretty clear indication. I mean, they could still sign up for welfare. But no, that's not good enough. They got to kill people and steal people's aluminum siding.
Yeah, that's not good.
And when this is not good, because
well, for people out there, I know you're going to go through a major economic transformation. Remember, if it's credit cards, loans, all of that, you want to free up all of that, reorganize, and prepare yourself. So again, for those people that are ready to make the change and eliminate your credit card debt. Get it out of the way. The irony of it all just kills me because I know everybody's just gonna hammer on their cards today.
Mm.
So, which is sad. But for those of you that are in over your head, it's over for you. You can't move. You can't budge. You want to call 877-331-0626. There will be somebody live standing by to answer your questions on how to do that. If you want to just call in and hear about it, how it works, what it takes to do it, you can dial 888-213-7655. Again, it's 888-213-7655. And make sure you leave your full name, number, and an email address because I will get to you right away because I know this is pretty urgent for some of you. You may be the first time you've ever heard this broadcast.
Or we'll probably get the call from them next week after they've maxed out their credit cards today.
Exactly.
By the way, what
I expect.
By the way, Mark Wiseman, this guy and director, I got to find out who this guy is, that they actually created a job for the Cuyahoga County Foreclosure Prevention Program. I got no idea, but this is what the guy said. He said, after stripping the siding, looters don't take long to make vacant properties nearly worthless. If someone takes the doors, moldings, and appliances, it's bad enough, according to Wiseman. But once they pull the piping and the plumbing out, it's all over. They do it with a sledgehammer. What they're doing with these vacant homes, for foreclosed homes, they're trashing them to pull the pipes, the copper pipes, out of the walls.
Oh, my God. So now, oh, no.
It really is shades of things to come.
That's like you can't resurrect from that too well when the place has been gutted.
The only thing you can do, and I'll tell you, the reason why during Halloween you saw all the houses burning in Detroit, about 90% of those were set by people that were burning down abandoned houses that turned into crack houses. The city didn't have the money to demolish them, so the people just lit them on fire. And that's what the news media wouldn't tell you. It was just Devil's Night, and we just had a bunch of rowdy people in Detroit.
Yeah,
no, they were tired of living next to crack houses.
All right, folks, we'll take the break. We'll be back. When we come out of break, I'm going to play a Ron Paul clip recently from Face the Nation. Pretty entertaining stuff.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I'm going to play this Ron Paul clip. It's about 8 minutes long, and it gets starts to get really interesting in the last 4 minutes. But here he was on Face the Nation on Sunday, I do believe that this was. What's the date today? Today is the 23rd. Yeah, this was this past Sunday.
With us now, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, congressman from the Houston area. Congressman, I have to be honest with you. Until you got on the Internet last week and raised about $4 million, I don't think a lot of people took you very seriously. How in the world did you do that?
Well, I guess the first confession I have to make is I didn't do it. My campaign people did it. The people who volunteered put it all together. Our campaign had...
Did you know this was going to happen?
We knew it was going on, and of course we didn't discourage it, but we had no control of it. We didn't organize it, and one individual decided to have a special day, which was November 5th.
And who was that? This person?
His name is Kleiman, and he's from Miami. I've talked to him once on the phone to thank him, but I've never met him. He's never been involved in politics, and he heard about me, about the war issue, looked up the website. He said, "Boy, I agree with everything he says." It's the first time he's ever gotten involved. He says, "I think I'll raise him some money." And he did it, And it just goes to show, I think, how powerful the message is that we have. I don't think it's me, myself. I don't think it's the organization as much as the philosophy of limited government and freedom that people are just starved for.
Let me just ask you, you and I are probably close to the same age. Did you know anything about the Internet or much about it when you got into this campaign?
I was pretty much, I wouldn't say that I was anything like a computer expert. I don't know how to program or anything. But I've used a computer, especially since I went back to Congress in 97. That's when I got my first computer, and I used it a lot for mostly research. I mean, it's just, to me, unbelievable what you can find out on the Internet.
It's very interesting. You have advocated pulling out of Iraq.
That's right.
What do you feel about Iran? Do you see that as a threat to this country?
No, I think
you don't.
No, I think Iran. I think our policy toward Iran is a threat. That's what I fear. You know, I fear that tomorrow we might bomb Iran. That really scares me. But Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon. Our CIA said they might, and they're thinking about it. But they've committed no crimes. Matter of fact, the UN inspectors say that they have had no evidence that they're working on a nuclear weapon. So the fact that we might bomb them, that our other candidates say that they won't take anything off the table, even the nuclear first strike. That's what really scares me. If we don't like $100 oil, wait till it hits $200 oil if we bomb Iran.
So we just leave them there and let them go about their business, and if they get a nuclear weapon?
No, we have a more sensible policy. We talk to them, and we trade with them. We remove the sanctions. I mean, the Soviets had 40,000 of them. And, you know, I was called to military duty in 1962 during the Cuban crisis. The height of the Cold War, and we won the Cold War. We didn't have to go to a nuclear war. We won that by being strong and talking to the Soviets. We talked to Khrushchev. At the height of that crisis, we agreed to take missiles out of Turkey.
We also had as many nuclear weapons as they had.
Right, and we have a lot more than Iran has. Iran has none.
What about Pakistan? They've got a bunch.
Yeah, and look,
do you see them as a threat?
I see our policy as a threat because we've been subsidizing. And here we have evidence that they've been turning over information to the North Koreans. We reward people who get nuclear weapons. The Pakistanis have had a nuclear weapon. They have a military dictatorship. They overthrew an elected government. And what do? We send them $11 billion. So why shouldn't Iran want to get a nuclear weapon? We might send them more money. I mean, the Indians have some, so we give them money. So I think we need to not reward people with nuclear weapons, and we need to neutralize our hostility because we build up incentives for those individuals to want to get a nuclear weapon, and I think the whole thing backfires on us.
Well, let me, I'm going to just get your take on what you think the government ought to do. You've already said you're anti-war. We know you're anti-abortion. You're anti-drug administration. You're anti-Medicare. I wrote all this down. Let's see, you're anti-income tax. You want to do away with that. You're anti-United Nations. You're anti-World Bank. You're anti-International Monetary Fund. And there must be some other things that you're against.
But
what is it that you see that the government ought to do besides deliver the mail?
Well, everything that you have said, you can turn that into a pro. I'm pro-Constitution. I'm pro-liberty. I'm pro-sound money. I'm pro-states' rights. I'm pro-liberty. I want people to take care of themselves. I'm pro-free markets and private property. I'm pro-Second Amendment. So every time they say you're anti-something means you have to be pro-something. And I think that what is happening today is that people have lost confidence in the government, and they see that what I stand for and what our campaign stands for, this is what has made America great. Freedom is what made America great, not welfareism and socialism and government controls and invading our homes and loss of our privacy. That is what the people don't like.
We're going to take a little break here. We'll come back and talk about this some more in a minute. Back again with Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. You do not see the threats to this country that so many others see. Do you think we ought to even have a military congressman?
Oh, obviously, that's one of the responsibilities we have as national defense, and I think that's where we have fallen down. We defended Seoul, Korea better on 9/11 than we did Washington, D.C., so I think we're in the wrong places, and we forget about our own country, and I think we're bankrupting our country today because we're every place. We have an empire. We're in 130 countries. overseas. We have 700 bases overseas, and we're building new ones, 14 new ones in Iraq. This is why we're in trouble. We have a weakened national defense, and also we're antagonizing those people that we sort of invade and occupy.
So, well, what do you do? We build a wall around this country and put all our military here, or you don't want them anyplace else?
It wouldn't hurt to bring the military home, but I'm
bring
not...
Bring them all home.
Sure. Korea. How long should we stay in Korea? How long should we stay in Europe? Why should we give them that subsidies? Why are we in Japan? I'd bring them home. But I'm not an isolationist. I don't believe in walls. I believe in free trade and maximum travel, sharing of ideas, diplomacy, and talking to people. It's actually opposite of isolationism. Today we have a sort of a neo-isolationism. We have less friends and more enemies. We go on the own. We don't talk to people. And I think that's the wrong way to go. I think we could have a much stronger national defense if we changed our policy. I'm not just for changing tactics in Iraq. I'm for changing our foreign policy that has gone astray, not in this administration, but maybe over the last 100 years.
You also want to go back to the gold standard.
Yeah.
Why?
Because paper doesn't make any sense. People sort of make fun of the gold standard, but what people should be making fun of is this idea that if government comes up short, they just print it. And that's what we've been doing essentially since 1971. It encourages
since
big government. It is the creation of inflation. It causes the business cycle. It causes all our bubbles. And it undermines the middle class. It makes poor people pay an invisible tax, which is called inflation. There's a transfer of wealth when you have paper money from the middle class and the poor to the wealthy. That's why you have billionaires on Wall Street and you have people in the middle class. Now they can't make ends meet, and why people on retirement benefits, their cost of living is going up much faster than their income. So inflation, that is fiat money, the opposite of gold, is very, very destructive to the political and economic process.
One final question. Are you going to go back to the internet and have another of these fundraising days?
I'm not, but I hear there's another one coming on the 16th. I think it has something to do with the Boston Tea Party. So I'll tell you what, there may be another big day, and I will be encouraging them, just because of the laws, their independent expenditures, I don't know what they're doing, but I mean, it sounds great. So if we have another $4 million day, I guess it won't hurt our campaign.
About 30 seconds left. Do you really sincerely believe that you have a chance to get the nomination?
Well, I really believe if your name is on the ballot, there is a chance, you know, that might happen, but I'm very realistic. But compared to 12 months ago, I would say that it's much more likely now. But I also know what the odds are. But I'll tell you what, don't try and tell my supporters that there's not a chance, because they believe it. And matter of fact, they're making me a more credible candidate and about convincing me that, I'm taking that risk. My name is out there. I may well win.
All right. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Back with him.
James, do you think
Great clip.
Do you think he was... do you think he was too hard on her banker friends?
He was very smart to go when he was talking about. It's funny, you're anti this, you're anti this, you're anti this. The way he initially worded that, if he didn't flip it and recover, I'm pro this, pro this, and pro this, it would have been like the producers of Face of the Nation said, okay, we want to go in and tell him what he's not going to do and say he's anti this and anti this and anti this. So I'm glad he turned that around.
Yeah. He is a smart guy, and if you notice,
very smart.
If you notice, he was sitting down with Bob Seifer, and he was very relaxed. He had time to speak, mm-hmm. and Seifer, of course, you saw the questions that were thrown at him. You know, I mean, to the extreme. Well, you don't advocate we put a wall around the country now, do you? No, we don't have to. I mean,
right.
It's just...
I like the way he puts it up, like, are you retarded or something? Or do we have to put a wall up there? Like, I'm like, why? He wouldn't say that to any other candidate.
No. Well,
not like that.
No,
not like that.
Of course he wouldn't. And they're still handling Ron Paul with the proverbial kid gloves,
baby
gloves. And like, this guy isn't serious when, in fact, yeah, on December 16th, there is going to be another fundraiser. I think he's going to bring in even more than he did the first time around. And
that's
yes,
right.
This guy is going to be in till the end of this. So, yeah, and the more people that get to hear this guy, this is what cracks me up, James. You know, years ago, I was described by newspapers being anti-government. And I called these people up, and I said, you know, you do a news story. You put my name in there, and then you claim I'm anti-government. And I says, you know, I think I'll sue you people. Well, you are anti-government. And I said, no, I'm not anti-government at all. I am very much pro-government. Because somewhere between anarchy and strict authoritarianism, therein lies what this country is about. It is a republic. We got a rule book. We got the rule of law. And what I'm saying to you is our own government is violating its own constitution. So that does not make me anti-government for pointing that out. I am very much pro-government. I want an honest government back with honest representation. That doesn't make me anti-government.
Right.
You know, that might make me anti-personnel inside the government, and I'll be happy to name names for you and give you instances and cite you why I believe these people are treasonous against the country. Oh, no, you don't have to go there. Oh, right. But you're going to continue calling me anti-government, right? Well, you know, it's just the flavor of the story.
Yeah, I loved how Ron Paul covered the money.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. I mean, that guy, so weird to me, like, guy's interviewing him like he's crazy for even conceiving
he
that.
Was like a,
in his head.
It was like he was, look, I know you don't remember this because you weren't around then, and if you were, you weren't watching it. Do you remember a show that Art Linkletter used to have on the air?
No.
And he would sit there and he would talk with children. And the name of the show was Kids That Say the Darndest Things. And you get truth out of children because they have not yet learned how to lie, at least not in a big way. You know, if you smash mommy's cookie jar, did you do that? I didn't do that. You know, that's a natural thing because the kid doesn't want to be scolded. But they will tell the truth because they really don't see a need to lie. This is how Ron Paul's approach to this is, but the way these people are treating him, it's like he's a child.
Yeah, it's a very interesting psychological dynamic because I've watched him be interviewed. Every time I interview, they aren't taking him seriously.
No, not at all. I mean, he's something to be poked fun at, but
yeah,
he's raised millions and millions of dollars, and he's going to raise millions and millions more, and he's not doing it through corporate sponsorship. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity, and I would have much rather watched a rerun of the Lions game than to watch Michael Moore's DVD, Sicko. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen. That's about Medicare.
Oh, my friend, you have to watch this. If it is not, and Michael Moore, I know where he lives. By the way, he lives up in Michigan. I have a friend of mine in Michigan that has visited his home and have been inside of his home and given him reams of documentation and trying to snap this guy's head out of wherever he's got it planted. But his movie Sicko, oh yeah, he goes through it. There's some good tidbits of information in there of Hillary and the rest of the boys, how they get their money from corporations, you know, how much they're bought and paid for, and how this medical morass got started in this country and why it's so expensive for people to have even basic minimal HMO health care. You know, and he describes it all. But then he jumps to the extreme. Well, since we've got this problem here, and I've demonstrated to you how it's been created, he's advocating Hillary Clinton's plan here for universal health care. And he asked the question while he was on film, and how do they pay for it? He never answered the question he asked because he was extolling the virtues of going to France. And, well, you know, over here they don't pay for health care. They don't pay for college. They don't pay for this. They don't pay for that. But, yes, they do pay for it. They have a little different system. It's called socialism. And Michael Moore was just astounded. The look on his face was, wow, you people get all that stuff for free? excuse me? Free? Nothing's free in this life. Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they used to say that, well, air is free. Well, no, you got to eat food in order to live another day. So I guess you have to make an investment in free air. But that's what this guy did. I mean, I watched this thing, and I was just thoroughly disgusted. I wish no harm or ill to anybody. I really don't. I mean, if Hillary Clinton burst into a ball of flame, I'd be happy to piddle on her to put her out. I really would. I wouldn't even want to see Hillary Clinton burn to death. Not a nice way to go.
No.
But, you know, if Michael Moore only sticks around for a year or two more on this planet, I mean, it really wouldn't break my heart. Because here is a guy that's got a lot of notoriety, and he's pumping this crap into people's heads.
that they don't even know what country they live in and what form of government we're supposed to have.
Exactly.
And then there he is to give you the Mac Daddies of how should I say this, the Hegelian dialectic. You know, he describes how that problem was created. He demonstrates how bad it is, and then he comes up with a solution. Oh, it's socialism. That's what we need. We need the government to pay for stuff. And I'll tell you what, Michael Moore, I know you're probably not listening to the show, but have a nice short life.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy.
I think that's where they probably came to him and said, okay, all right, you're going to do what we say now. So you're going to say it this way, and this is what your next movie is going to be.
And it was really funny. He's doing a thing on healthcare. I've never seen Michael Moore look as bad as he does now.
He looks like the Michelin man.
You know, he's actually lost weight. And now that he's not pushing maximum density, I mean, he's looking real, real, real bad. Real bad. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I have a little crystal ball here. Maybe he really does have one foot on a banana peel and the other one in a grave. I don't know. But for this man, and I know this, folks, that he has been given the information. It has been hand-delivered to his home. People
Absolutely.
Have been begging Mr. Moore to pull his head out of the dark, dank place from which it resides. They have been begging and pleading with him. So it isn't like he doesn't know. This is his chosen
He has
course.
Access. He got it. That's what he wanted to say.
And he did it. And, you know, if this guy can get that kind of money to make that kind of production, I think we can probably find a little money someplace from our Hollyweird friends out there to do a good piece. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Hello, everybody.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back. Cash Flow, James Martinez, John Stadmiller.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We were just talking about this during the break. In that movie Sicko, there was a guy, he was doing some table saw, and it was a rip saw. And he cut off the last knuckle of his middle finger and took the top off of his ring finger on his left hand.
Jeez.
He went to the hospital, and they said, well, okay, here's what we'll do for you. We'll reattach the last joint of your middle finger for $60,000. And for your ring finger,
60 grand.
For your ring finger, mind you, what 100? We're going to do? No. There was a deal there. Deal or no deal? For that finger to reattach partially on the ring finger, 12 grand. So the guy didn't have $72,000. So he just opted for the ring finger reassemblage for 12 grand. Now, totally, it would have cost $72,000 to have this done. And I was talking to my producer here during the break. And she says, well, what's wrong with socialized medicine? I says, it's socialism. In other words, rather than fixing the root causes of these problems in the country, the pharma cartels hooked up with the government, hooked up with the AMA, and, of course, the insurance companies that up to 80% of the premiums they collect off you don't go for benefits paid back out, and they're into this denial thing. That it was a pre-existing condition, or it was this, or it was that, or the other. I said, what the solution to this problem is go back, dump these damned greedy people, politicians, setting up these HMOs so insurance companies can deny you what they should be paying for, get the pharma cartels out of the government's guys' pockets, and vice versa, and let's get back to a system that, you know, if this guy damaged those fingers, he could have had him sewn back on for maybe $4,000 or $5,000, and if he had a good insurance company, that the insurance company would have paid on the claim. You know, absolutely. Not saying that, well, choose a finger. You can only have one to repair.
Yeah, that is so, so base, primitive thinking.
I'm telling you, James, I hate to say this, but I'm wondering if the fluoride in the water has not killed off all the active brain cells in most Americans' minds.
It could be. It could be. I mean, it certainly helped in the diversion of their minds, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. I mean, I watch this kind of stuff, and I am just sitting there going, did somebody take a hiatus? Did they leave the planet and come back?
Well, the denial will be indicated by today. And the amount of money people are spending today. That's what I think. In the next today and throughout the weekend, we'll say, well, it's going to give a real good indicator on where people stand, the economy, states, the stores, everything. And of course, they're going to be charging it. And hence, with that particular issue, it will say how much denial is, I think, that's going on.
Well, folks, I don't want to make the corollary here that go out and run up your charge cards and then call us to dump them, because that would not be right. Okay, but what is right is for you to get out of the trap that you are in right now.
And, absolutely.
And you know doggone right well that I'm talking to the majority of you out there right now that are doing exactly what we've been talking about, mm-hmm. that you're going to go into hawk for Christmas. You know, I mean, I am just amazed. When you told me this, James, where have people's minds gone? To get a 20% discount on a product, sign up for this card. By the way, it charges 19% interest.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
All right, folks, do me a favor. After you've shopped yourself until you dropped and you realize what kind of debt you're in, give James a call at 877-331-0626. And listen to the pre-recorded message at 888-213-7655 and then email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
Do not wait, folks.
Okay, position everybody, be smart out there.
That's
smart
it.
Smart out there.
Be
That's
smart.
It.
All right, James, have a good weekend, my friend.
You too, man. Have a good one.
I will see you Monday.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you all Monday, folks.